Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Exodus, the 10th chapter. Your Schofield Reference Bible, page 82. Beginning with the 24th verse, we'll read responsively through the end of the chapter. The text verse is the 26th verse. And let's please stand for the reading of the Word of God. Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, Go ye, serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, Thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind. For thereof must we take to serve the Lord our God, and we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come thither. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. And Pharaoh said unto him, Get thee from me, take heed to thyself, see my face no more. For in that day thou seest my face, thou shalt die. And Moses said, Thou hast spoken well, I will see thy face again no more. Let's pray. Father, open our hearts tonight for the message. We pray that you'd help us to be vessels to not only receive thy word, but to carry it and to use it. Sanctify our vessels for the use of thy word tonight, and help our preacher, bless him. In Jesus' name, amen.
My favorite kind of preaching is to meet your needs. I'm talking about comfort. I'm talking about strength. I'm talking about encouragement. That's my favorite kind of preaching. However, on occasion, I feel that we need to sort of restate our position and be sure that the landmarks are firmly entrenched. I was driving out of the parking lot for the day, during the daytime, and some fella, I guess it's a fella, hair on the back looked like a female, hair on the front looked like a male, and probably both. And he rolled his window down and he shouted real loudly, Old man, you're out of date. I took one look at him and said, Thank God. Thank God I'm out of date. I want to talk tonight. This is sort of a positioning kind of a sermon every once in a while. You know, preachers say to me, Oh, we have it in our Constitution, what we believe. Well, we have it in our pulpit, what we believe. And our folks don't read the Constitution regularly, but they come to church regularly. And I just every once in a while need to reaffirm the position of this preacher and this church as long as this preacher's behind this pulpit. I want to read for you one verse. Boy, I like Moses. I like that guy. And I like him real well when he went to Pharaoh. I like this statement best of all. He said to Pharaoh, Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind. For therefore must we take to serve the Lord our God. And we know not what we must serve the Lord until we come thither. Now, Pharaoh had said to Moses, don't take your cattle. When you leave the land of Egypt, don't take your cattle. Now, that doesn't sound like much to you, but if they didn't take the animals, they'd had no sacrifices. They've been like most of these bloodless preachers around here that don't believe in the blood of Christ, but they had to have sacrifices. And so I want to speak tonight on the subject, not one hoof shall be left. Our Heavenly Father, as I speak tonight, I bring the kind of message that I feel must be brought on occasion here, and will be as long as I'm here. It's not my favorite kind, but it's a necessary kind. And so bless me as I speak, and our people as they hear, please. Amen. God had called Moses to go to Pharaoh and lead them from the land of Egypt across the wilderness to the land of promise. Moses went before Pharaoh and he said, "Let my people go." I like the way he put it. He didn't say, would you be disposed to release my dear beloved? No, he said, let them go. Let my people go. Pharaoh refused. And you know the story, and I won't go into all the plagues that God sent upon Egypt and Pharaoh and his people to encourage Pharaoh to let the people go. After a series of these plagues that he sent, Pharaoh said to Moses, "Okay, Moses, okay. Go ahead and have your religion. We'll let you have freedom of religion. And you can offer your sacrifices and have your usual religious exercises." But he said, "I want you to stay in Egypt and do it. Sacrifice in the land." And Moses said, "You'd stone us to death if we did that." It's amazing to me how the liberals talk about love and how they hate the fundamentalists. I don't quite understand that, but there's no hatred in the world as bitter as the loving liberals have toward fundamentalists. And we don't really like them a lot either. But we love them, but we don't like them. But Moses said, no, we're not going to stay in the land. We're going to leave. Well, Pharaoh said, then you can't, we won't actually. And God sent some more plagues. So Pharaoh said to Moses again, he said, okay, all right. Go ahead and leave the land, but don't go very far from Egypt. Just stay at the edge of town, if you please. Don't go very far. And Moses said, we're going to go 3 days' journey. Why? Pharaoh said, no need for that. Just get near the land. Moses said, not only are we not going to stay in Egypt, we're not going to hang around close to Egypt either. We're going to go a 3 days' journey. Well, after other prodding and encouragement from God, Pharaoh comes back to Moses and said, Moses, okay. Sacrifice and leave the land if you want to. And, go 3 days' journey from the land of Egypt if you want to. But he said, it's dangerous out there in the wilderness. Leave the women and the children. Leave your wives. They could be injured out there. It's dangerous out there in the wilderness. You've got heathen nations. You've got cattle. You've got wild animals. You've got serpents. It's dangerous out there. So leave your children and your wives here in the land. And just take them in. And Moses said, no way, Jose. Pharaoh was part Spanish. And he said, no way, Jose. He said, not only are we going to leave the land, but we're also going way away. We're not hanging around the land, but we're also taking our wives. And by the way, we are taking our children too. Well, Pharaoh comes back again. And he says, okay, leave the land. And he said, take your wives and take your children and go as far as you think you ought to go. But he said, let your flocks and herds stay here. Leave your wealth here, if you please. Leave your possessions here, if you please. And then Moses said what I like. He said, Mr. Pharaoh, he said, we're going to leave the land and we're not going to hang around the land. Our wives are going with us. Our children are going with us, and our cattle are going with us. Our flocks are going with us. In fact, he said, not one hoof is going to stay here in the land. I love that. I love it. Now, Satan has not changed a bit. There are pharaohs in existence in America today, and he has not changed. Satan still says, worship God, but do it in the world. Stay in the world and worship God, if you please. Be spiritually minded. But the outside doesn't matter. Live in the world and dress like the world and talk like the world and sing like the world, but don't be fanatical. Bless God, I was in school 3 years taking phonetics before I found out it wasn't phonetics. I'm trying to tell you, God said we're supposed to be a peculiar people, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's golden shore. I don't feel much at home down in this world anymore. I'm saying the devil has not changed. He says, and that's what's going on in America today. You got big so-called churches all over this country where the choir looks like the heathen world and act like the heathen world, and the people sing the heathen songs, and the women wear their pants and their shorts, and the men wear their earrings and their necklaces and all of it. Bless God, there's one old man standing behind this pulpit tonight who's not going to bow his knee to Baal, and this old church is going to say to Pharaoh and the Pharaohs of this world, we are not going to stay in the land. But Pharaoh says, look, use the world's Bibles. Avoid dogmatism. Use God's words. Put God's words to worldly music and have a contemporary worship service and drink to moderation. I will drink to moderation. Diet Coke is the strongest thing. And to moderation. But drink to moderation. He said, you can't reach people otherwise. You can't reach the folks in this world by being fanatical and peculiar. Stay in the land. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. God says, touch not the unclean thing. Come ye out from among ye separate, saith the Lord. And that's God's command and God's Christianity. This house and I were on a cruise going to Alaska a few years ago. And on this cruise, we love to have a table just to ourselves because we love to misbehave there. And we, on this cruise, we couldn't get a table just for the two of us. And there were two other couples, and they were young like us in their early 70s. And they were at the table. So we sat down, and the fellow said, I'm Jim. I'm a doctor, a medical doctor. And the other told me what he was, a businessman. And he said, Mr. Hiles, what is your profession? And now I could have said, I'm an educator. That has sounded good. College chancellor. That has sounded good. Or author. Or a worldwide lecturer. But I didn't. I said, a Baptist preacher. A Baptist preacher. Why, Dr. Jim said, wonderful. And his wife said, oh, we're Christians too. And we're so glad to have a reverend here at the table. I said, not the reverend here at the table. There's an old-fashioned preacher, but not a reverend at the table. Oh, she said, isn't that fine? So the meal came, and she said, why don't we join hands and pray for the meal? I'm talking about these are people, Christian people, and let's join hands and pray. Well, she said, Reverend, you pray. And I prayed for God to bless the food, thank God for the food. And then came the waiter up, and every one of those people, except Ms. Howes and me, ordered cocktails. Now, that's modern Christianity. I travel all over this country on airplanes, and you guys that travel have seen the same thing. People that claim to be born-again Christian drink, sip the same cocktails the heathen folks drink, and they wear the same miniskirts the heathen folks wear, and the same long, shaggy hair the heathen folks wear. I'm saying the devil says, go ahead and be religious, even be Christian, but stay in the land. Ladies and gentlemen, my Bible says, come out from among them. My Bible says, touch not the unclean thing. My Bible says, be a holy and peculiar people. My Bible says, be ye separate, saith the Lord. My Bible says, love not the world. The best illustration of this is found when the Israelites were going from the land of Egypt to the land of promise, and they went through the land called Edom and the land called Moab. Now God said to Moses, you tell the people they've got to pass through. There's no way to get to the promised land from Egypt without going through Edom. But he said, stay on the highway while you go through Edom on your way to the promised land. Now he said, don't meddle with the Edomites. Now he said, be nice to them and be courteous to them and be honest with them and be friendly to them and be personable and buy from them and pay your debts. But he said, while you are passing through Edom, don't you meddle with the Edomites. You check that word meddle, and it means pleasure. Don't you seek your pleasure with the Edomites. Somebody said, Brother Hiles, what do you do for recreation? I preach for recreation, thank you.
And I don't need it. I used to play golf. I got more nervous playing golf than I do at work. And if you played golf like I played golf, you'd have to take it, go to church to get over your nervousness of having played golf the day before. I'm trying to say, brother, there was a day when to say I'm a child of God meant that you dressed like a child of God, you talked like a child of God, you acted like a child of God, you ate like a child of God. I'm saying, after all these years, there's still one old man up here behind this pulpit that's going to say, this church, this pulpit, and this preacher are not going to stay in Egypt. Well, devil's like he always was. Okay, Hiles, okay. First Baptist Church, he says, okay, but don't go too far. He says, I get this, he says, have your old hymns and your rock beat modern songs. But don't go too far. He says, have your traditional services, and then early in the morning, or a little while later, have a contemporary service. You know these contemporary services that they have, you know what they are because you go to a New Testament Baptist church, but these contemporary services they're having in Baptist churches, and they're having them in independent Baptist churches. They're nothing more than second-class rock concerts. That's all they are. And bless to God, oh, you say, preacher, how are you going to reach young people? My job is not reaching young people. My job is staying true to that book right there. I'm sorry, Mr. Farrell. I'm sorry. There's an old man up here behind this pulpit. As long as he lives and breathes and preaches here, we're not only leaving the land of Egypt, we're going a good distance away from it. But, says the devil, use the King James, sure, and the NIV. Go ahead and sing your gospel songs and have your classical music offertories. Cooperate with the fundamentalists, but after all, join the Ministerial Association and cooperate also with the liberals. I think what you do, says the devil, have Lee Robertson. We ought to have a guy, Lee Robertson. And then the next time, have Bob Schuller. We don't have a dress that'll fit her. I fit him. Now you listen to me, and you listen well. If you want to join up with this modern crowd that wants to live like Egypt, and talk like Egypt, and sing like Egypt, then you cut your carcass over one of these churches and go to your little contemporary service. But there's one place in this country that's going to stand for the old time religion, the King James Bible, and old fashioned music. Go to revivals and Bible conferences, but also go to the Promise Keepers. Go to the old time church, but go to Mass every once in a while too. Be tolerant toward heterosexuals and homosexuals. You check it, my brother and sister. God puts homosexuality in the same breath with murder, whoremongers, fornicators, same thing. Marry the straights and marry the queers. You say, never house, they're not queers, they're gays. There's one place at 523 Sibley Street, Hammond, Indiana, where they're still queers. You say, from house, I joined this church about a month ago. I never heard you talk like this. That's why I'm talking like this. I'm saying, there's one little oasis here in America that preaches the same Bible America built America, the same standards that built America, the same preaching that built America, the same holy living that built America, the same gospel that built America. There's one oasis here that's not going to stay in Egypt, and it's not going to hang around Egypt. And by the way, we're going to go all the way 3 days' journey. What the devil says, leave the children. It's dangerous out there. What he says in this generation is, let the young people have their type of religion. That's what the hickey-looking guy meant when he said, old man, you're out of date. There is a philosophy, even in our fundamental churches, that the Christianity of the liberals is not the same, the adults is not to be the same Christianity of the children. This is a new generation. Don't expect the young people to have the same standards that Grandpa has. Don't expect young people to have the same music. You listen to me carefully. The young people in First Baptist Church of Hannah, and by the way, in our schools, will sing the same music we sing here on Sunday morning and Sunday night. But you say, this is a different age. Yeah, an age of murder, an age of rape, an age of school teachers being afraid to go to school, an age of having to have policemen in the hallways of our schools. Give me the old-time religion. Give me the old-time religion. That's good enough for me. Well, now, this book knows no generation yet. I mean, not only is First Baptist Church going to leave Egypt, we're taking the kids with us. If you kids don't like the journey, then join up with the hippie crowd. But this is not going to be a church that joins up with the hippie crowd. We're going to leave Egypt. We're not going to stay close to Egypt. And we're taking the children with us as we go. Daddy's Bibles is good enough for Junior. Mama's modesty is good enough for Susie. Grandpa's religion is good enough for Butch. And Grandma's music is good enough for Mary. It's time for adults to recapture this nation. That's what I said. It's time for adults to recapture this nation. It's time for revival of parental authority. It's time for adults to lead the young people. And students to respect the teachers, obey the parents. It's time for adults to be the heroes and not young people. It's time for Lee Robertson to be more popular than Tiger Woods. It's time for the revival of honoring older people, especially those 73. It's time for children to obey the parents. A generation ago, a few insects called the Beatles came from England to America with their stinking, rotten, filthy, sorry, satanic, hell-originated music and changed this country. And our young folks in these rock concerts, they have gone wild. These weekends, the breaks from our colleges, they go to these beaches and these beach towns and live like heathen animals. Bless God, there's one old man here that's going to say to the young people, you all live like mama lives. Believe like daddy believes. Stand, take a stand like grandpa took. They've changed our hairstyles. They've changed our dress. They've changed our music. They've changed our church services. They've changed our morals. And they caused us to lose the first war we ever lost in our nation's life. Why don't somebody wake up? I'll tell you why. Because preachers are afraid to get up and preach what I'm talking about right now. They ever preach in America, would preach a sermon next Sunday like I'm preaching right now, we could send the tide in this nation. I say, let's trade the rolling stone for the stone that was rolled away. I say, let's trade rock music for the rock of ages. Let's trade the popular man, fella called the Prince, for the Prince of Peace. Let's trade Elizabeth Taylor for Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. Let's trade Michael Jordan for Michael the Archangel. Let's trade Playboy for Working Man. Let's trade the new morality for the old-time religion. Let's trade the NIV for the KJV. Let's trade situation ethics for Bible ethics. Let's trade living together for marriage. Let's trade soul music for soul winning. Let's trade King Elvis for King Jesus. And there's one old preacher not going to change. And there's one church, as long as he's behind his pulpit, that's not going to change. And so you people just got here, just sit still, get used to it. And after 6 months, it won't hurt like it does tonight. Oh, man, you're out of date. Yep. You bet I am. I'm out of date with the Playboy philosophy. I'm out of date with Hollywood whoremongers. I'm out of date with protecting baby chicks and murdering baby children. You know the story. I'm going to tell it again whether you want to hear it or not. He got me in trouble. Ray Young. Gave away baby chicks here one Sunday morning. County prosecutor called me and said, I won't talk to you. He won't talk to him. He's the guy that did it. I was innocent as always. My lawyer went down with me to the county prosecutor. I sat there in his office. He said, Reverend, is it true that you gave out baby chicks Easter Sunday? And I said, yeah, true. I said, did worse than that. What? Said, ate her mother, their mother, for breakfast for lunch last Sunday. My lawyer bruised my ribs. Reverend. Now you listen to me. What kind of a nation is it that'll shed the blood and kill babies and defend baby chicks? Why, we have more defense of puppet dogs in our name than we do than the souls of young unborn children. Yeah, I'm out of date. I'm out of date unless dog philosophy where dogs can't run loose and children can. I'm out of date with a Methodist preacher in Chicago over here, pardon the word preacher, a Methodist reverend, pardon the word reverend, a Methodist queer. I'm out of date with a guy that stands up there and marries a man to a man or a woman to a woman. You mark it down. God rained fire and brimstone on one land and destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and that God is alive tonight. Yes, I'm out of date. I'm out of date with liquor traffic. I'm out of date with a rock music culture. I'm out of date with criminals being the only ones who can have guns. I'm out of date with gambling against the law except in the casino, the lottery, or the church, Catholic church across the street. If gambling's wrong, it's wrong across the street. I said if gambling's against the law, and if Pete Rose can go to jail for gambling, somebody ought to send the folks across the street in the Catholic church to having the gambling parties, and the casino folks, and the lottery people. I'm out of date with that kind of hypocrisy. Yeah, I'm out of date. I'm out of date with a generation where men are not the only ones who wear pants. And women are not the only ones who wear earrings. Let the men get rid of their earrings and women get rid of their pants and let's dress like grandma dressed and grandpa. Yes, I'm out of date. Having a female attorney general and a female secretary of state. I guess for the female, they wear skirts sometimes. I'm out of date with having a draft dodger in the White House. I'm out of date with accepting as normal for Hollywood stars just to say this is our fourth marriage. This is our sixth marriage. And you take it. I'm out of date with the ridiculous divorce rate in our country. I'm out of date with women preachers and women pastors behind pulpits. I'm out of date with making heroes out of well-known bisexuals such as Dennis Rodman. And making heroes out of well-known gamblers like Michael Jordan. Oh, did you hear what I said? I talked about the golden calf here all of a sudden. You listen to me. It's time you made a hero out of Tom Malone and Lee Robertson instead of Michael Jordan. And you young whippersnappers, take his picture off the wall and put a preacher's picture on the wall. You folks say, oh boy, I'm going to leave this church. We need this space anyway. I'm out of date with making heroes of unwed fathers such as Scottie Pippen. And homosexuals such as Billie Jean King. I'm out of date with government financing the birth of illegitimate children. I'm out of date with outlawing the Bible and prayer from our schools. I'm out of date for the perjury that is being committed at practically every altar in America when people take the vows of marriage. When you say, till death do us part, make it till death do us part. I'm out of date with the lack of propriety in public dress. I'm sick of sitting on an airplane beside some hairy-legged man. Over there, sitting beside a guy, good night, he looked horrible. I had a blanket over here. I put it over his legs while he's taking a nap. I said, you look cold. Yes, I'm out of date. I'm out of date with the term girlfriend being as acceptable as the word wife. I'm out of date with everybody under heaven except our mothers rearing our children. I'm out of date with the Koran and the Book of Mormon being equal with the Bible in our nation. I read the other day a statement that Patrick Henry made. Patrick Henry said this nation was not built on religion. He said it was built on the gospel. I'm out of date with the so-called gay parades. I'm out of date with cross-dressing and talk shows that stop at nothing and Christians that watch them. I may not be popular, and I may be considered out of date, but as long as I've got a voice that will be raised, hands that can wave, feet that can stomp, I'll say with Moses, this church will not sacrifice in the land. We won't be half world and half Christian. We won't have one just an adult Christianity. We'll have the children have the same Christianity adults have. We will not let the world have our treasure, and not one hope will be left behind. I'm saying there's an old preacher who plans to leave Egypt and go a good distance from Egypt and take the young people and take the cattle and take the treasures. And if the devil gets one of these little kids down here on the front or anywhere in this room, he's going to get him over the protest and the voice and the program and the plan of the First Baptist Church in Hammond, Indiana. They're saying, not one hoof. Not one hoof. Let every teacher at House Anderson College say that. Every teacher at our Hammond Baptist School say that. Every teacher at our City Baptist School say that. Every Sunday school teacher say that. Let us join hands, shoulder to shoulder, and look at the old heathen world and say, we are not going to let you have one hoof. Not one. Would you bow your heads, please? Our Heavenly Father, we positioned ourselves again. Every once in a while we have folks join our church and they don't know exactly everything we stand for. They do now. They do now. And I pray you'll help as long as this church is on this corner. A long time after this old man is walking down golden streets and living in mansion of glory. I pray this church will have the same stand that it has tonight. And the same type message will reverberate over this pulpit that's been preached tonight. We'll say to the Pharaohs of our day, we're not going to stay in the land.